Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And so, when I got back from Vietnam, Jamie and I were engaged to be married, and we were heading towards marriage, and I had had a couple of dreams. And in these dreams, they were, I won't go into all the details, but they were strange dreams. One of them, I had a guy that was sitting on top of me and jamming his fingers like this into my face and hitting me in my mouth. And I woke up and I threw him off and I woke up and I thought, well, it's only a dream. And I went into the bathroom and I was bleeding. And I had been attacked by a demonic thing. I had two of those dreams like that. And I had some demonic things happen to me. And I just shook it off and I said, I don't believe this is God. And I rejected him. And then I went into a Dairy Queen in Nacogdoches, Texas, which was about 3.5 hours from where I lived. I was going to a church camp. And I walked into this Dairy Queen. And I had just rejected these two dreams and says, that can't be God because it terrified me. I walked into this Dairy Queen and a woman walked up that I'd never seen before. And she quoted from the book of Job and says, God speaks once, yea, twice, in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men. You thought those two dreams were of the devil, but they're God. God is showing you what's going to happen to you. Man, all the hair on the back of my neck stood up like this. And I thought, my God, this is supernatural. I've never seen this woman. How would this woman know anything? And so that just all, it scared me and like, what's going to happen? And these dreams were terrible. It was about destruction and stuff. And then we had a man come to our church and preach who had 7 incurable diseases. And he actually went to a doctor friend of mine and they ran an EKG on him and sent it to the lab. And he asked the lab, what do you think of this guy? And the lab says, this is a joke. You sent us an EKG on a corpse. And he says, this guy's alive. He's preaching at our church. You ought to come hear him. He had 7 diseases that showed he was dead. And yet he was alive, just barely alive. He was struggling. He had to sit. He couldn't stand. But he would preach an hour or two. And he had these 7 diseases. And he was preaching that Satan is God's messenger boy. And that God, Satan can't do anything but what God allows it. And so if you have a problem, God allowed it in your life to teach you something and to help you and make you better. And see, I didn't know the truth. And here I was committed to God, that God, I'll do anything. And I'd had this supernatural occurrence where a woman told me that, man, these dreams were of God. And so here was this guy preaching that God had given him 7 incurable diseases and this was God's will and this is how he was doing things. And so I was sitting there and just thinking, oh God, what's going to happen? And this guy zeroed in on me and got to talking to me. And then he took us out to eat and Jamie was with me. This is before we were married, but we'd engaged. And during that week that he was there, I went to get my physical for our marriage license. And it turned out that I had yellow jaundice. And yellow jaundice isn't life-threatening if you lay still for a month. You got to go lay flat on your back. And I determined I wasn't going to do that. I was trying to believe God for healing. And they said, if you don't lay flat on your back, you could have something happen. You could go into a coma. This could kill you. And so here I was facing this physical problem. This guy came through, started preaching, God is the one that does this. And then he took me out to eat and he got to saying that you're going to go into a coma and you're going to be in a coma for 8 years. He was prophesying to me. And God was prophesying that he was putting me into a coma to make me holy. And that when I came out of this coma, that I would be like the Apostle Paul. And God would have shown me these great revelations. And that God was going to judge me and break me and do all of this. And because I had made a commitment that God, I'll do anything. And I'm a living sacrifice. You know, I was sitting there thinking, well, if this is God's will, I'll accept it. And he had about, there was about 12, 15 people at this table, all of my friends from this church. And this guy was just pouring it on and prophesying all of this death and destruction over me. And I was sitting there saying, well, if it's God's will, I was sitting there crying, thinking, God, whatever you want, because I was a living sacrifice and I was willing to let God do whatever. You know, that's good, but it has to be balanced with the truth or Satan will take advantage. Satan nearly killed me because I was willing to let God do whatever. But, you know, praise God, the devil, he is just extreme. The devil had me. If he would have quit right there, you'd have never seen me. I'd have been in a coma and I probably died. But you know what? He had me on the ropes and he just couldn't quit. And he just kept pouring it on. And he kept talking about how this suffering was so terrible on him and how bad it was. And finally he said this. And he says, the worst thing of everything is that God has put me on a fast from the Word of God for 8 years. He won't let me open the Bible. He tells me I can't read the Bible. He told me that for 8 years I can't read the Word. All I do, the only time I open the Bible is when I preach to other people. And God put me on a fast from the Word of God. Now, I didn't know a lot, but I knew better than that. And when he said that, see, I had just come out of Vietnam and I'd been reading the Word 15 hours a day. And it was just, man, I was in love with God and I was excited about the Word of God. And I knew that I knew that I knew God would never tell anybody not to study the Word. God's Word is my meditation day and night. And when this guy said that, man, Jamie and I were standing there and I just stood up and I said, I reject this in the name of Jesus. I rebuke these dreams. I am not accepting this stuff. I said, I don't understand everything, but I know God will never put me on a fast from the Word of God. And I broke that. We left that church. We left our friends, our very closest friends, people who were like a spiritual father and mother to us. We walked away and I said, I will not live in this stuff anymore. And we walked out of that stuff and praise God, I knew just enough truth to be able to recognize that that was a lie and a deception. And so I use that as an example to say that, yes, you need to be a living sacrifice, but if you don't know the truth, Satan will take advantage of you and of your desire to God, I'll do anything, whatever your will is. And you've got to have these two things balanced. You've got to have a revelation of God through the Word. And so Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. The word conform there comes from a Greek word that means to pour into the mold. You know, when I was drafted, when we went through Fort Dix, New Jersey, and we got our orders to go to Vietnam, it was kind of funny because here were these guys that were 18, 19, 20 years old, and we were supposed to be tough guys in the military. And they came in and gave us our orders to Vietnam. And all of these guys started crying. It was kind of funny. And they were crying and it was just pitiful. And so they called in the chaplain. And the chaplain came in to comfort all of us over getting our orders to Vietnam. And this chaplain, he said, the army is a fire and it'll melt you. But he says, you get to pick what mold you fit into. And God had just spoken to me, Romans 12. One and two, and I realize that, man, that's great. You know what? I'm not going to come out of the army the same as I went in. It's going to melt me, but I get to pick the mold. I'm going to choose to be conformed to the image of His Son. And I just decided I was going to seek God. And I tell you what, I came out of the army 10 times stronger in the Lord than what I went in. And I took that to heart. And this is what this is talking about. It says, don't be conformed to this mold. Somebody says, well, nobody's going to mold me. No. Life will melt you. You aren't leaving this world the same as you came in. You came in pure and innocent, but you know what? Life is going to test you. You are going to be melted, but you get to pick which mold you fit into. And don't be molded or conformed to the image of this world. How do you keep from doing this? How do you keep the world from affecting you? You know, I just got through with a series that I taught in Phoenix about the scripture says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And in case you hadn't noticed, iniquity is abounding. We are living in more iniquity. I'm not sure if there's more iniquity, but at least it's more open. It's now on the television. It's now on the news. People are having parades bragging about their perversion instead of hiding it. And there is iniquity abounding. And because of it, the love of many people is waxing cold. How do you keep that from happening? The way you keep from being conformed to the image of this world, poured into the mold of this world, is through the renewing of your mind. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this word transform there is the Greek word metamorpho. It's the word we get metamorphosis from, where a little caterpillar spins a cocoon and then comes out a few months later as a butterfly. If you want to change from something that is earthbound to something that is flying and beautiful, if you want transformation, metamorphosis, the way it happens is by the renewing of your mind. Boy, this is so simple, you got to have somebody to help you to misunderstand it. And yet most people are missing this. Most people are praying and, oh God, please change everything. Oh God, please help my finances. God, help my body be healed. God, help my marriage to work out. They're praying and asking God. They know that God can do anything. So they ask God for these things and don't realize that the way change is going to come to pass is not by prayer. Thank you for that one single amen. Are you speaking against prayer? No, I'm not speaking against prayer. I'm just speaking that the Scripture says that you are born again by the incorruptible seed of God's Word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. It says that the kingdom of heaven is like unto a seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. The sower sows the Word. I just taught on that not long ago on television. That the whole universe, the world as we know it, is operating on seeds. Everything comes from a seed. Every plant life, every animal, every person came from a seed. Seeds are how the whole world operates. And yet when it comes to the gospel realm, people just think, well, God, heal me. And they hadn't planted a seed. They haven't renewed their mind. They don't know what the Word says. I've asked people here. I said, so what are you doing in response to this sickness? What have you done? And most of them will say, well, I've gone to the doctor and I've taken medication.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU9C titled Becoming a Living Sacrifice when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministry for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.